Knights Hall of Famer, the great Dan Hampton. Hamp and OB and Kaz and Mark Carmen. Four of the greatest athletes of all time. Well, Carm's a pretty good athlete. Did you know that about Mark Carmen?
If you count tennis as a sport, yeah. Tells me about it all the time.
Can you imagine Carm actually going, "Hey guys, you want to hear about me playing tennis?" To that threesome?
I don't think that's tennis.
I'm not dissing tennis. I'm just thinking that's probably not wise.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about the special teams for a second. You know, it's funny. There was a story yesterday, Hemp, about the old Bears special team coach, maybe the best in the game, Dave Taube.
Oh, yeah.
And back in the days of, I can't remember who actually scored. Was it Johnny Knox? It was not a fake punt return, but I don't know how else to describe the play where a couple teams have tried it since then. And it was just a story about the brilliance of Dave Taube, and the special teams really haven't been the same since he left. How would you rank or rate the Bears special team so far this season?
Well, there's no question that it has cost us at least one game, if not two. And I go back to the fake punt in the Detroit game back a month ago. Part of the reason why, you know, and when you start losing early in the season, then every game becomes almost like, you know, a double entendre. If we would have won, we would have been 500. Now we're two games below 500. So that game against Detroit was. You know, it was very critical that we win. We had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, and we, as a bunch of dumb bunnies, do not expect – everybody in the house was expecting Detroit to go for it on fourth down, some type of fake, and they run a fake punt on us, and they get it, and they score, and then they come back and score again, tie the game, we lose in overtime. The punt return, against the Minnesota Vikings. So to answer your question, we are not making anything good happen, and in fact, we hold our breath every time they punt it. Mark Mariani has fumbled three times this year. I would have to give them a D-. It would not be a very good report.
And the good news is the offense has been better this year, and really with the kind of a Red Cross version of the offense. But we were talking to Adam Hoge earlier this morning, and he says Elshon, don't drop the Thanksgiving turkey. Jeffrey and Matt Forte are both going to be available. He thinks Forte is going to be 100%.
Last week, he was out on the field running and cutting, and I was astonished that for whatever reason he did not play. Now, I'm not saying that Matt Forte would have changed the outcome of the game, but I have to think that, you know, this news that Alshon is going to play tomorrow is great. Now, boy, it would have really been nice to have him on Sunday because the Denver defense was, ranked number one for a lot of reasons. But one of the things they are able to do with their great speed is if you cannot threaten them, they will start to compress you. And Alshon is one of those guys that, you know, we've needed not only, you know, every week, but every play. We need a player on the outside to keep the defense from compressing us. And you best believe that Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers, you know, he's waiting to find out, is Alshon going to play? And the really bad part about this is, you know, do we want to go through another year or two without the availability of a receiver that back defenses off? And, you know, all these things are going to come to bear when they decide whether or not to sign up Alshon for, you know, the big money deal. He's a great player, a fine player, but you've got to play. And there's only 16 games. I think he's only really been effective thus far in 6 of the 10.
Who's the toughest receiver you ever played with, a guy that would play through those injuries no matter what was going on, and maybe you had to convince him to take a playoff?
You know, Dennis McKinnon was one of those guys that, you know, Willie Gault was a first-round draft pick. Dennis was a free agent. And yet, in our offense back in the day, he was probably just as valuable. But, you know, the one thing that, again, you cannot discount is the effect of speed. And, you know, I was, you know, thinking the Denver Bronco receivers, when they would catch the pass, you know, we had a hard time catching Demaryius Thomas. He ran all the way for a touchdown. When Marquez Wilson caught that pass over the top, well, he was tackled and caught at the 10, and we didn't score. So speed is something that every team is always craving, but it's almost unbelievable. It's funny you brought up Johnny Knox. Johnny Knox would have been so valuable in this offense. You know, he's an inexpensive wide receiver that scares safeties. We don't have anybody like that. That's what Eddie Royal was supposed to be, but he hasn't been on the field. So, you know, again, you know, Ryan Pace has got a lot of guys he needs to look at to try to make a decision, but a speed receiver would be real high on the list. And again, Kevin White, now he practiced, I think on Tuesday. That's interesting, but I hate to say it. Wow, how much different would this season have been if he would have been healthy, Alshon and Eddie? I mean, as good as Cutler and the offense has been, it would have been exponentially better.
Well, you take a team that's a borderline playoff contender. If everything goes right, you throw a whole lot of injuries at them, and well, your job just got a lot tougher, didn't it? We'll get to the predictions in just a second. You know, I thought you might have said with the toughest receiver was Waddle. Because Waddle wasn't a star, but Waddle seemed like he was getting knocked into next week every time he touched the football, and he still kept coming back for more.
Well, you know what? Let me just say this. Waddle really didn't play. He started, you know, being a factor in 91, 92, 93 when I left.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. Deion Sanders said Waddle was the best white receiver he ever played against.
How about that?
Pretty good.
That's not bad. That's not bad if that guy's in it. All right, so let's go to the Thanksgiving table. I know Fridge could eat, but there had to be guys on that team that could rival Fridge. The best Bears collection ever. Who were the big eaters?
Let's see. Van Horn, McMichael. You know, way back in the day was Noah Jackson. I remember watching him eat three plates of breakfast in Tampa Bay and then throwing it up in the first quarter. It was terrible.
Yeah, well, why'd that happen, Noah? Can't imagine. You know,
running off the plate, and the next thing I know,
he's on the sideline praying to God, please don't let me die. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You got family, but you got a big house full?
Oh, my wife's family's got a big spread. And, you know, I was hoping Kaz would bring some scraps, but he never does.
Well, you can't count on it. Of course, you guys are going to be working at what point? Is it a pregame or a postgame?
It's 6:30 to 7:30 pregame.
Okay.
Hey, we're full service. And think of us as your what would you call it? Your post-turkey entertainment group. We're going to be together for an hour. We'll watch the game, and then we will give you the reviews for an hour and a half, 10:30 to midnight.
Beautiful. It's a trip to Fancoma that you're coming out of just in time for pregame. Watch the game and then hear the postgame. Best coverage, period. It's not even close. It's Hamp, OB, and Kaz, and Mark Carmen, famed tennis star, all on your Thanksgiving. Predictions. What do you got, Kev?
Bears 26, Packers 24.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. I'm going to try to win the refrigerator freezer to go closer without going over. I got Bears 24-23 on a Robbie Gould field goal.
20-17. Yes, the Bears are able to finally win. You know, Jay Cutler is 1-11 as a starting quarterback against the Green Bay Packers. I think if there's ever been a chance, of this team changing that trend, this would be a great spot to catch the Packers.
And never at Lambeau. Well, I'm thankful for you, my friend. You do such a great job with us, but on top of being a good guy and a pal as well, I wish your family nothing but the best for Thanksgiving.
Same to you, my friend, and all the listeners. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Bears. God bless.
All right, we'll hear you tomorrow night. Quick break, and then the news next on 720 WGN.